It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. After more than a dozen years of planning and construction, a high-voltage transmission line linking Iowa and Wisconsin is complete and operational.
Supporters of the Cardinal Hickory Creek Transmission Line and its utility company owners say it will bring capacity and reliability to the electric grid in the Midwest and provide lower-cost renewable energy.
But some environmental groups had challenged the construction of this transmission line for years, especially as it crosses a sensitive habitat in a national wildlife refuge.
Here to talk about the completion of the Cardinal Hickory Creek Transmission Line is Beth Soholt, Executive Director of the St. Paul-based Clean Grid Alliance, her nonprofit organization advocating for this energy project. Beth, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning. The transmission line has been called by its co-owners the, quote, essential bridge that enables renewable energy to be brought to market. With the line now energized, how pivotal is this moment in the Midwest transition away from fossil fuels?
Yes, it's very pivotal. This line was definitely needed. You know, it was approved in 2011 and energized in 2024. So 13 years to come to completion. And if we're going to really transition away from fossil fuels and meet our sustainability and clean energy goals that communities, states, utilities, corporations have, we are going to need to speed it up when we construct our transmission grid.
It's been said by the utility co-owners of this transmission line that clean energy sources and projects that they were backlogged due to a lack of transmission capacity. Can you speak to what you know of this backlog and the circumstances now with the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line online, so to speak?
Sure. You bet. So when you think about our transmission grid, it's like a big network. Think about the highway system. We've got on-ramps to interstates. We've got interstate lines that run across the country. Transmission is kind of similar. We have different voltage levels that allow power to flow freely back and forth. Power doesn't stop at the border of a state. And so we need to move the energy and the electrons to where they're needed when they're needed. So there were many renewable energy projects that were waiting to be able to deliver all of their energy. Many of them were being curtailed. And so their output, you know, was less than 100%. With this transmission line, there will be the capability to fully deliver the renewable energy from wind, solar, and storage projects in the Midwest.
And you mentioned that there were 160 renewable generation projects that were dependent on this transmission line to be completed. So how will that work? Will they get dedicated space on the line, or will they still be competing with the fossil fuel energy inputs?
Right. So transmission lines are what we call an open access carrier. There is no kind of reserving space on the lines. But, you know, given that we are only constructing, for the most part, renewable energy projects, it's more likely than not that renewable energy will flow on this line. We are, you know, utilities are taking a hard look at economics of fossil plants and shutting those down and reusing the what we call interconnection rights to actually hook up new wind and solar projects. So our grid is getting cleaner. Utilities are investing in renewable energy, and the transmission lines are what allow the energy to flow to homes and businesses.
So what I'm hearing is that even though it's an open access line carrying whatever is on the electricity grid at that moment, it will still advance renewables as we see projects really ramping up here and, you know, fossil fuel plants shutting down.
Yes, we're not building new coal plants. You know, there are processes at the state level to have discussions about that. But, you know, I think utilities have turned the corner on new coal plants. We're still, of course, talking about how much new natural gas, if any, we need, but renewables are definitely the choice of the day. We are adding lots, hundreds and hundreds of megawatts of renewable energy, and we cannot do that without additional transmission capacity like Cardinal Hickory Creek brings to the region.
So this line was litigated by environmental groups along the way. And in March, the Driftless Area Land Conservancy sued to stop construction. The attorney who represented the conservancy, Howard Lerner, told WPR that construction should not have proceeded until the legal case resolved.
The transmission companies, in the meantime, are trying to rush and build, build, build before there can be meaningful judicial review. And it's time that the transmission companies hit the pause button and stop creating more damage where it need not occur.
What is your message to groups that tried to stop construction because this transmission line does cross sensitive natural areas?
Yes. So Clean Grid Alliance has been in this transmission line case since the very beginning. And, I think it starts with just a fundamental disagreement about how we're going to power our future. A lot of folks want very local rooftop solar, community solar projects. I think what people don't realize is that even those types of projects need grid to be able to still deliver their energy. I have good things to say about what the transmission line owners of Cardinal Hickory Creek did to get through the wildlife refuge. I think that if you're a purist, you probably say nothing should go there. But the fact of the matter is, people want more electricity. We are electrifying our homes and businesses, and we have to do responsible transmission line development. And in Clean Grid Alliance's opinion, the utilities did a good job of reducing the number of structures that went through the refuge, doing responsible development, during appropriate seasons, doing a land exchange with the federal government so that, significant acres will be restored. And so we just have to make some of these tough choices. And I think in the Conservancy's mind, it's just no to everything. I don't think we can power our economy with renewable energy going forward with that kind of thought.
We're talking about the newly operational Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line between Dane County and Dubuque. Beth Soholt is here, Executive Director of Clean Grid Alliance. Beth, now that this transmission line is fully operational, what will the Clean Grid Alliance focus its efforts on with policy in this line?
Yes, great question. So, there are more transmission lines in the planning process for the entire region. We work in the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator footprint, which is 15 states in the upper Midwest, kind of going from Canada clear down to Louisiana, and everywhere from, North and South Dakota over to Indiana and Ohio border. So it's a very large area. We have excellent renewable energy resources. Utilities are building a lot of renewables. I noticed that Wisconsin Public Service and We Energies just announced, 500 megawatts of solar, 180 megawatts of wind, 100 megawatts of storage yesterday. And so we will continue to work in the planning process. But I do want to say that we are working very hard with clean energy and environmental advocacy groups in MISO, in the MISO process, to do responsible transmission development. We want the utilities to use the existing grid better before we build new lines. We want to do all the energy efficiency we can before we build new generation. And so it is really a basket of options and tools that we are using to transition our energy system to a clean energy system.
And Beth, the Midwest Regional Grid Operator, MISO, you're talking about their long-range transmission plan, including 18 transmission lines in the Midwest sub-region. This is over $10 billion in planning. Do you anticipate more disputes over the building of transmission lines in the Midwest?
Well, it probably would be silly to say no. They are large infrastructure projects, and they have to be sited somewhere. I think what's not disputed is that we need more grid. We need more transmission capacity. Again, we advocate that we need to use the system we have better before we build new lines. But really, transmission lines are a long-term project. It can take 7 to 10 plus years. You can see this one took 13 years. So if we're really going to meet our 2035, our 2040 goals, or 2050, we have to start planning today. We can do it smartly. We can make sure that there is the least impact possible. But the reality is that we will be constructing more transmission infrastructure.
And very quickly here, the Cardinal Hickory Creek line was over budget. Will that impact ratepayers?
Well, I will let the utility speak to that, but I will just point out that Mr. Lerner had something to do with the project being over budget. Litigating the project for, you know, 5-7 years adds to the cost. Costs go up to meet that extended in-service line. Material costs go up. I'm sure there was a significant amount of money spent on the legal case, and that is still going on. And so they have to take some responsibility for the cost overrun.
Beth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Beth Soholt is Executive Director of the Clean Grid Alliance. It's a nonprofit working to advance renewable energy in the Midwest and a supporter of the Cardinal Hickory Creek Transmission Line project that is now in service, linking Iowa with Wisconsin.